A true good dream is from Allah. A true good dream is from Allah. A true good dream is from Allah. A bad dream is from Satan. A bad dream is from Satan. A bad dream is from Satan.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Indeed, verily by the grace and mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the divine blessings of our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Once again, Madani Channel presents to you this amazing series called Interpretation of Dreams. So let's listen to this wonderful and amazing parable and increase your love in your heart for the Holy Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. In many other books, including Dalailul Khairat Sharif, a very great and a very famous saint of his time by the name of Hazrat Sayyiduna Sulaiman Jazuli rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he has written a very beautiful parable and story just for this reason, because he was very inspired by something which was very unnatural. Something which was very amazing, it attracted him and he was inspired to write a book called Dalailul Khairat Sharif. In that he composes a very beautiful parable in which he says that once he was on a journey and he was in search for water. The time of namaz was getting closer, he needed to drink some water and make wudu. Therefore, as he found a well from which he could have extracted water and then performed his wuzu, he has mentioned that when I got closer to the well, there was no string, there was no rope or bucket in order for me to bring out the water from the well and perform my wudu. He says, I was awaiting anybody that would come to take out water from the well. So as they would take out the water from the well, I would request them to give me some water so that I could also do my things. As I was waiting for someone to come close to the well and assist me in order to take out water from the well, here rahmatullahi ta'ala says, a Madani Munni had peeped from her rooftop, and then she said and she asked that, what are you waiting for? So he says, well, I'm waiting for someone that would come and basically take out water from the well so I could perform namaz. She says, your name? He says, well, my name is Sulaiman. She says, are you the famous saint Sulaiman Jazuli rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi? He says, yes, well, that is my name. She says, I'm amazed and shocked that you are such a famous personality and you are waiting for someone to even take out water from the well for you. Saying this, she spat into the well. And here rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi says, the moment that Madani Munni, that little Madani girl had spat into the water had rose from the bottom right to the top. I was extremely shocked by this. I immediately then drank water, I performed my wudu, and thereafter I went to her and I asked her, could you please tell me as to how have you achieved this miracle? How have you performed this karamat? Allahu Akbar. For you are such a minor, you are such a small child. How have you received this power and ability that just by you merely spitting into the water would rise to the top of the well? Allahu Akbar. She says, well, there's no other deed that I do which is mentionable, but yes, it is this, that I recite Darood upon the Holy Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam abundantly. Allahu Akbar. She even recited a particular Darood which some scholars have mentioned, but she says, I recite Salat ala Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, by the virtue of which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed me with this ability and power that the water of the well would rise to the top. Subhanallah. Here rahmatullahi ta'ala says, after that day I was inspired to compile my own book of Darood and Salat ala Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in which he has written this amazing parable. Subhanallah. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, may you and I continue to reciting Darood and Salat ala Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam in order to receive many, many blessings of this world as well as the hereafter. Main so jaun ya Mustafa kehte kehte khule aankh salli ala kehte kehte sallu ala al habib sallallahu taala ala muhammad sallallahu taala alayhi wasallam. Aur ab inshaallah hum pehli call ki taraf jate hain. I'm going to request our director to please give us the first call.
I'm asking about this dream on behalf of my wife. She had this dream when her mother passed away. Her mother passed away the same night. She dreamt of herself holding hands with her late mother walking. Her mother was wearing a green pants and a green and gold dress with a green and gold scarf. And they came to a certain road, right? And my wife couldn't go further, but her mother went, across. And she went across the road, and the mother turned around and smiled and waved at my wife. Now my wife, the reason why she couldn't go across was because she was like stuck on that road. She couldn't go further, and she was telling her mother to wait. But her mother, when she crossed the road, as I mentioned, she smiled and waved and carried on by herself walking. My wife couldn't go across. Can you please explain what the dream meant?
Ji, brother Ghulam Yasin, mashallah, marhaba. After a very long time, once again, we have got to hear from Ghulam Yasin bhai, mashallah, a very good Islamic brother. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept all your lawful wishes. Alhamdulillah, marhaba. Okay, so look, the question that our Ghulam Yasin bhai had just asked now, mashallah, regarding his wife and, he could not cross the street. All of that is fine. Actually, what happens here is that because the person that you love a lot, maa se har koi mohabbat karta hi hai, aur aisa hi hona chahiye that we should love our parents, we should love them. And because of loving them and missing them, especially when they are no longer in this dunya, in this world, because kullu nafsin dha'ikatul maut, every soul shall take the taste of death, and we all have to go from this world. But the attachment is always there, the bond is always there. As they say, in dunya se insaan chale jaate hain, from this dunya human beings will go, but memories remain behind. It is due to that memory, it is due to that love and affection, a person may see the deceased one in his dream. So it is quite natural to see this type of a dream, right? But what we will focus now on is the garment that we have spoken about, the green garment that you have spoken about. So this is the actual part here, because remember, wearing a green garment in a dream is a sign of piety. Yes, it is a sign of piety. It is a sign of being religious, as well as some scholars have written that green silky garments are the robes of the dwellers in paradise. Subhanallah. It is the robe of the dwellers of Jannah, subhanallah. So this will be the dress, and green itself has a lot of significance and virtue. So in other words, it means that your wife's mother, perhaps, alhamdulillah, she's in good care. Actually, so this is the first sign that she is happy, alhamdulillah. And we always mention and we always motivate that as much as Isa alayhi thawab, a person can send, subhanallah, he should send to his deceased and loved ones. So the first sign that we see here is the green. All green garments in a dream represents benefit. It represents benefit. So there is nothing wrong in that. Actually, the dream is a good dream. Green dream also interpreted to mean submission to the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That maybe the one who is having this dream should submit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Gunahun se toba kar le. Make sincere toba in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, of course, this dream is a good one. But especially for the one who has had this dream, to make toba in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as well as to make Isa alayhi thawab for her parents or for the one that she have seen in this dream. Because the scholars have also written regarding the interpretation of dream is that if one had a dream of this nature, it means that the person will inherit something. There are diverse meanings of this as well. So overall, alhamdulillah, Ghulam Yasin bhai should be happy because this is a good dream. Some ulama and scholars have written that seeing a departed person wearing a green cloak in a dream means that he or she are living in a good state. Yes, they are living in a good condition, because this is the interpretation of green rather. So alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, you should make more isali thawab inshallah, and not only for your family members, but for the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam at large. Inshallah, we will now read the next questions, alhamdulillah, which have come to us in the form of emails and messages as well, inshallah. Unko bhi sunenge, padenge, aur jawab bhi denge. Jab tak ke liye hum durud e paak pad lete hain. Sallu alal habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, salatun wa salamun alayka ya sayyidi ya Rasulullah, wa sallam alayka ya sayyidi ya Nabi Allah. So alhamdulillah, we are seeing here that there is one Islamic brother who says that my name is Kashif. MashaAllah, Kashif bhai, who is from, okay, his place is not known to me at this moment, alhamdulillah. However, he says that what is the interpretation of this dream, whereas a dog is barking at me and tearing my clothes? I have had this dream quite a few times. Could you please give the interpretation of this dream? Inshallah, Azza wa Jal, this Islamic brother Kashif bhai had said that he had seen a dream, okay, in which a dog is barking. He mentioned biting and tearing his clothes. So, regarding this type of a dream, the scholars have mentioned that it is not a good dream. However, it is a sign of a weak enemy. Koi kamzor dushman ho, a enemy that cannot be victorious over the person that he wants to attack. He cannot overcome that person. So he's a weak enemy, and we need to see in our association, in our cycle of friends, hum kis ke saath uthte baithte hain, hum kis ke saath kalam kar rahe hain, because not every time the person that you are communicating to, the person that you are, you know, you have your daily affairs with, could be your well-wisher. At times it could be your enemy as well. So we need to know, we need to acknowledge, we should know who's our enemies and who's not our enemies. So there is somebody who wants to harm this person. This is the sign of a dog which will tear the clothes, or which will bite or bark. This as well has many different interpretations. If the dog had scratched somebody, if the dog has ripped the clothes, if the dog was only barking, it depends what type of a dog, what color of a dog. However, in general, should I say, a dog bite or his scratch in a dream means harm caused by one's enemy. It is also mentioned that in a dream, all types of dogs represent people as well. Adopting a dog as a partner or as a pet for one person, for example, somebody is born in life and he wants to have a dog as his pet. Some scholars have written that it means basically having a dog as a pet means wavering or paying one's debts. Allahu Akbar. It means paying one's debts or facing a financial damage as well. It could also mean that, or it could mean overcoming a calamity or a problem in one's life. It could also mean that a person is trying to look for a job and he is unable to find a good job, so he is unemployed. So a sign of unemployment is that if a person sees a dream of this nature, it could mean that as well, that for another long time to come, he will might be in that situation. However, in all circumstances, if we see seeing a dog ripping your clothes, barking at you, scratching you, all of this is not a good sign. So my advice, my naqis mashwara to our brother Kashif bhai, is of course that we should understand this aspect, that we as Muslims are always encouraged to have sabr and patience if the harm and the takleef comes to a person. And remember, main pehle bhi arz kar chuka hoon aur dobara main ye arz karta hoon ki sabr and patience, we have heard many bayanat, many lectures and motivations on this topic itself. But what we fail to understand is that when a person says, main to sabr kar hi raha hoon, I am making sabr, I am patient. Patience does not mean that a person should first complain. Pehle maarta hai, rota hai, kapde phaadta hai. First he would do all that which he not supposed to do. And then he says, well, I am making sabr, I am having patience. Whereas Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has mentioned in one hadith, as-sabru inda sadmati al-ula, that sabr and patience is in the very first instant. Allahu Akbar. So if a person goes through any calamity such as unemployment, financial difficulties, or whatever the case may be, when you say you make sabr, so in the first instant, shuruwaat hi mein banda ye kahe ki main sabr kar raha hu, I'm going to make patience, I'm not going to complain about the situation, give charity in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, repent from your sins, make sincere tawbah. And of course, as we mentioned in the previous silsilas, what are the methods of not having a nightmare dream, a bad dream? Because seeing a dog actually barking and tearing a person, Allahu Akbar, it is extremely severe, it is very painful, because even though it's a dream, it feels like reality, it disturbs a person. So therefore, sone se pehle jo bandon ko karna chahiye, such as making making wudu and sleeping, reciting your kalima sharif and sleeping, furad, wadaif, some Islamic brothers read the shijara sharif, mashallah, marhaba, marhaba, all these are good acts. Some Islamic brothers, mashallah, did two rakat, toba salah, and then they sleep in a state of being, having wudu and ablution. All these are good acts. So always keep doing this, inshallah, and you will see the result of it, inshallah, azza wa jal. Now, dear viewers on this Madani channel, I am glad to say that we have many more other messages, inshallah, which we will be attending to shortly. Lekin isse pehle ki hum ye messages mazid padhein aur hum inke jawab sunne aur sunaye, inshallah, usse pehle hum ek video clip ki taraf jaate hain. Let us go through a wonderful package. There are some Islamic brothers who asked about cloud and ask about the skies. Asman dekhne ka matlab kya hai? What is the interpretation of seeing a blue sky or a white sky? So whatever the case may be, inshallah, this particular video clip which you are going to be watching now has been designed just for you, inshallah. So please stay tuned to Madani channel. Aap kahin na jaye. Please, I'm going to be waiting for you, inshallah. We will come back shortly after this Madani Guldasta. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen wa salatu wa salamu ala sayyidil anbiya'i wal mursaleen. Amma ba'd fa a'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajeem. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Dear viewers of Madani channel, we are going to talk about another new thing about the interpretations of dream, and that is sky. Because many times you may see in your dreams different types of skies. If you are on the first sky, second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh. So what would be the interpretation for skies? So inshallah, I will try to explain about the different skies. So let's start from the first sky. If someone watches in his dream that he is in the first sky, so that is not good for him. He may face the death. So it's not good for him. If someone watches that he is in the second sky, so it is good. The interpretation is very nice. He will have the knowledge and wisdom. And if he will see that he is in the third sky, so that means he will have the honor and he will have the respect among the community, among the people in this dunya. And also, if he sees that he is in the fourth sky, so the interpretation is also well and good. He will be the friend of the king of the time. He will get the closeness to the king of the time. And if he sees that he is in the fifth sky, that means he will have to face any kind of fear. And if he sees that he is in the sixth sky, so the interpretation is very good. He will have the wealth and the bounties of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in this dunya. And the seventh sky is the sign of death, but the end results will be good. His ending will be the good. So that's all the interpretations of the different skies. So we should make dua in the holy court of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. If you see sky in the dream, that may Allah gives us the good results of our dreams. Dear viewers of Madani channel, as I mentioned about the different numbers of skies, now we come to the colors of skies, because you can see the different colors of the skies in your dreams. So if someone sees the green color of sky, the sky which is green, so that is a good sign. There would be peace and prosperity. So that's a good dream. And if someone sees that the sky is white, so it's not good. He will have to face the illness and also any grief. And if someone sees the sky is red, so that's not good. There would be war, fight, and many bad things will happen there. And if someone sees that the sky is black, so there would be a big trouble. So my suggestion, if someone watches such kind of bad dreams like black, red and white sky, so he should make sadaqah in the way of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, and he should pray in the court of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala that may Allah save him and his community from all the bad things which can be happened within the area. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani channel, we have discussed about different skies and different colors of skies. Now, if someone watches that something is coming down from the sky, so what would be the interpretation for that? So there can be many things. So if someone watches in his dream that the wheat and barley is coming down from the sky, so that is a good sign. He will have more sustenance. There would be peace in that area. That is a bounty of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And if he sees that the honey is coming down from the sky, that's also good. he will have more bounties, there would be peace, and especially he will have more sustenance. And if someone sees that the sand is coming down from the sky, so if it is not too much, so there is a good sign for him, and if it is too much, so that is not good for him. And also if someone sees that he is hanging in the sky, so that means he will have the higher status in this dunya. So that is the bounty of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Now the viewers of Madani channel, we talk about the flying towards the skies. If someone sees that he is flying like the birds fly in the sky, so that is the good sign for him. He will have the higher status in this dunya. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will elevate his standard and status, and also he will have the more respect among the community. So that is a good sign for him if someone flying towards the skies. The viewers of Madani channel, if someone sees a bad dream that there is a rain of stones coming down from the sky, so that's not good. It is the sign that they will face the punishment of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, the wrath of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. And also if someone sees that the fire is coming down from the skies towards the earth, so that is also very bad, that the king of the time will face any trouble and any bad thing. And also there would be bloodshedding. So if someone watched such kind of dream, so he should make dua for him, for the community, for all the people, that may Allah save them from any azab, any punishment, any bad situation. Dear viewers of Madani channel, it was all about the different conditions and the colors of skies. So we make dua in the holy court of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. May Allah save us from the punishment, from the bad condition, and He gives us the good things, the bounties, the gifts from His bargah. So let's move towards the calls, and inshallah azawajal, in the coming silsila we will be explaining about something new that would be helpful for you. Inshallah you will increase your knowledge about the interpretations of a dream. So keep watching Madani channel. Sallu ala al habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Sallu ala al habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Salatu wa salamun alayka ya sayyidi ya rasulullah وَسَلَّمْ عَلَيْكَ يَا سَيِّدِي يَا نَبِيَ اللَّهِ. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, how informative that was, mashallah. Have you just seen how diverse the interpretation of dreams could be, subhanallah, depending on the color, depending on the situation, Allahu Akbar. So if you had seen those things which we have just watched now, on your TV screens, so I am sure that your queries have been answered, alhamdulillah. So now we would move on in our silsila. I am really excited because why? Sometimes what we think could be the meaning is actually not the meaning. Kabhi kabhi aisa hota hai ki hum sochte iska jawab ye banta hai, lekin the meaning is the total opposite of what we may assume. So we should not just assume and believe those dreams, but rather we should ask people who know how to interpret those dreams so that you could have the correct answer. And if you don't feel the necessity of actually finding out what could be the interpretation of the dream, then there's no harm in doing so. But dear viewers at the Madani channel, to fake a dream, to say, well, humne ye dekha hai, to impress people sometimes, or for whatever reason it may be, we should abstain from such activities and from such things for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because it could be very detrimental, it could be very harming, and it could be a reason for destruction at times. Many people have been destroyed, or many people have seen barakah and blessings going out of their lives, or they have received a very big loss in their lives because of faking a dream, because scholars have mentioned one should not do that. However, inshallah azawajal, now let us read some other messages, and we will take them inshallah shortly, as many other brothers from different parts of the world have asked questions, mashallah. We would say shukran to them for asking these questions, and I'm hoping that you are receiving a satisfied answer by which you are content, inshallah. One Islamic brother says here that this person, mashallah, is from India, from Hind. Mashallah, aapko marhaba kehte hain. Welcome this brother who have sent this question. He says that I have seen at the time of Sahri that from the east a horse, a white horse had risen, and it has set it in the west. So this horse had two wings, a white, beautiful, outstanding horse which he had seen at the time of Sahari, that had come out from the east and suddenly disappeared into the west. So this person has asked the interpretation of this dream. MashaAllah, sometimes it's so fascinating to see a dream of that nature. Wow, wonderful. Imagine a huge horse with large wings. It may seem as a fairy tale, but dear viewers and Sahih Madani channel, this dream as well has diverse meanings to it. Allahu Akbar. For example, if the horse had wings, never had wings, if there was a person on the horse, agar koi usko chala raha tha ki bas ghoda hi tha, it was just a horse with nobody. So there are different meanings, of course, but what the scholars have mentioned, that if a person sees a horse with two wings which is flying in the air, then of course it means that that person will travel, that person will become a musafir, that person will be a traveler. Ab chahe wo qareeb ka safar ikhtiyar kare ke dur ka safar ikhtiyar kare, that person will travel towards something which is good. And there is an opposite meaning of that as well, whereas a person, it has been mentioned that if you have seen a horse with two wings, then it means a person will be affected, a person will be attracted rather to somebody, which should not happen. This attraction will be a bad attraction, attraction of the dunya, attraction of a person perhaps. So the actual meaning, if you take both and move, whether it is traveling or whether it is attraction, if you look at the traveling part of it, main to ye kahunga ki mashallah, if you want to travel, then be the traveler of Madani Qafila, subhanallah. Yes, join the Madani Qafilas of Dawat Islami and travel in different parts of your city, maybe in different parts of the world. Many Islamic brothers, mashallah, who wish to travel all the time. There are some Islamic brothers whose dreams have been interpreted in the past. Aur uska yahi matlab nikla tha ki ye musafir banenge. And mashallah, when they were given targheeb and, you know, motivation, they made niyyah and intention to travel in the Madani Qafila. So aap bhi niyat kar le, mashallah, ab hind se hai. آپ ہند میں مدنی قافلے میں سفر کرنے کی اپنی نیت فرما لے انشاءاللہ for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You will see so many different types of barak and blessings. You will learn those things that you have not learned before. Perhaps اگر آپ کو پتا بھی ہے ماشاءاللہ, you will increase your general knowledge, you will increase your ilm, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all istiqamat in this beautiful deen, especially in this fragrant movement of Quran and Sunnah, which is none other than Dawat-e-Islami, mashallah. So, this is one interpretation. The other one is that if a person sees a dream, and the dream regarding the horse itself, misal ki toh pe ghoda achanak kisi city ke andar a gaya ho, a horse had just suddenly, came into a city, then the interpretation of that dream will of course be different. It will mean that a person will come in the town and he will be very beneficial to that vicinity or that area. A unknown person that will come to that town and people will become familiar with that person, and that person will basically cause, barakah to people in terms of business, in terms of some good activities. And if a horse from a town just on its own goes away, without, anybody being informed of this horse, people just see a horse which is leaving the town in your dream, of course, then it means a unknown personality of the town will be very sick and that person will then pass away. There will be a death in that area or in that city. So these are some different types of interpretation regarding seeing a horse, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel. However, there are some other interpretation. It also means that if a person had seen a running horse, a horse which is running quite fast, it means that there will be a calamity in form of flood in the town. Allahu Akbar. So if a flood comes, of course it causes destruction, it causes disturbance, businesses are affected, homes are affected. So for this as well, we make tawbah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, save us from such type of destructions. So if you have seen a horse which is running too fast, or seen a horse which is flying, or seeing a horse which has come into your town or has left your town, you have just heard different types of interpretation regarding this. But overall, if we take the first interpretation, because there is goodness in this, it means business as well, it means nobility, it means partner. So a person could be having a partner, it could be meaning that he is having a good partner, or it could also mean that he will do some type of business and earn a big profit, or it could mean he would be a musafir and a traveler as well. So this was the interpretation for this brother from Hind. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Salatun wa salamun alayka ya Sayyidi ya Rasulullah wa sallam alayka ya Sayyidi ya Nabi Allah. Okay, so we're going to go to the next question now as well, inshallah. We have this question this brother has asked is that assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. So he wants an interpretation of this dream in which he says that I have seen scorpions on my bed or around me which have been stinging or biting me. Seeing scorpions in your dream, this is one thing, and then seeing them in your bedroom, perhaps on your bed, biting you, stinging you or playing with you, this as well will have diverse meanings and different types of meaning, inshallah. So we will give you the interpretation of this as well. However, the scholars have written regarding seeing scorpions in a dream is that a person will adopt the company of a wicked person, a bad person. Allahu Akbar. So the first step here regarding this dream is pehle hum apne doston ko check kar le. Yes, we should assess and see our cycle of friends again. As the first person had asked a question, alhamdulillah, we gave an answer to that. Also, it had to do something with your cycle of friendship. And this one here particularly has the issue of friends. Ki hamare dost hai kon? Are we sitting and waking up with people who are good or not good? Because seeing a scorpion in a dream represents an enemy or a backbiter. It could also mean a cheater. Jo aapko dhoka dena chahta hai. He wants to betray you. He wants to cheat you. So if a businessman has seen this dream, of course it means that it will be not good for him. Somebody could cheat him in his business. So this brother who had asked this question, he does not say from which country or from which place he is, but however, the simple and the basic translation of this is that this person should monitor his cycle of friends. With whom is he associating? So good friendship is very important. One should make tawbah from bad friendship, as it has been mentioned, suhbate salih tura salih kunad, suhbate talih tura talih kunad. You know, in the language of Farsi and Persian, it has been mentioned that a good company, a company which is sound, which is good, which is beneficial, will also give benefit to you. Yes, it will give benefit to you. Because if it's a good company, it will make you like as well. You will also become good and kind, like that company, like those people that you associate with. And if that company is wicked, they are bad, they are not good people. For example, the company in which drugs is taken, the company in which, you know, obscene languages and many other things are done, in the company in which you learn how to steal, how to fight, how to swear, how to do all wrong things, to banda kya sikhega, wahi to sikhega na. It's a obvious thing that if you join good company, you will become good, and if you join a bad company, you will become bad. And some pious people have given such wonderful, basic, you know, logical parables regarding this, that there was one father who told his son that, please beta, don't join bad company, this company is not good for you. But the son refused to understand. So one day the father gave the son, apne bete ko, ek bada boxa deta jisme kai sev pade hue hain, beautiful apples, ripe shining red apples. And then he gave his son one rotten apple, and he said, beta, ye jo kharab sev hai, this rotten apple, keep it in the box with the good apples. He said, abba, lekin main kyu karu aisa? He says, well son, just do as I am telling you. So the father wanted to give some nasiha and some type of advice to his son. So therefore he had mentioned this. And the son said, theek hai abba huzur, jaise aap farmate hain. He did as his father had told him to do. After a few days, when the son was hungry and he wanted to eat some apples, when he opened the box, he seen that due to that one rotten apple, many other apples in that box have then become rotten. So he then goes to his father and he says, abba, ab dekho kya ho gaya? You told me to keep that one rotten or off apple, that apple which wasn't good in looking as well as in taste. I had kept that apple with the good ones, with the shining ones, with the ripe ones, and now due to that bad apple, all the other apples have become rotten. Allahu Akbar. His father says, oh my son, this is the same nasiha and advice I want to give you. You're telling me that your friendship, meaning the friends that you associate with, those people that you are talking to, that you are with most of the time, they are good people, and I'm keep on telling you that they are not good. You know they are doing drugs, you know they are doing bad things, and they will change you as well. But you say, no abba, mujhe pata hai ki main change nahi ho sakta, mujhe pata hai, main apne aap ko pehchanta hu, main apne aap ko janta hu. Because this is generally what people say, I know myself very well, no main kabhi change nahi hunga. مجھے اپنے حال پہ چھوڑ دو. اللہ اکبر. So when this father told his son, نہیں بیٹا, did you see how the rotten apple had changed and transformed the physical appearance of the good apples? اسی طرح جس طرح یہ سیب بگڑ چکا ہے اسی طرح تم بھی اس برے لوگوں کے ساتھ بگڑ جاؤ گے. You will also become a wicked and a bad person because of that bad company. That youngster, that boy, the son of that good father had immediately understood the nasiha and the advice of his father, and he made tawbah in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Likewise, we should follow the sunnah of the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We should follow the orders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It has been mentioned that there are six causes. Dear viewers on this Madani channel, this was the recent research done by some researchers, that what are the biggest factors that changes the youth of today. وہ کون سی چیزیں جس کی وجہ سے آج کل کے نوجوان بگڑ جاتے ہیں. Why do they become, you know, why would they adopt bad habits within themselves? What is the reason for them to change? So from amongst the survey or the research which was done, it has been proven that from six things, پہلے بات تو یہ کہ چھ چیزیں بتایا گیا, six things have been identified. From amongst them is television, TV, sitting in front of the TV all day, and watching movies and different types of dramas, astaghfirullah. And from amongst that six, one of them is bad company and friendship. It's because of this bad company, our youth of today have become so hard in this regard that they would not even listen to their parents. Kabhi apne maa baap ko maarte bhi hain, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. Kabhi gaaliyan bhi dete hain. They sway them, they fight with them, they don't respect elders, they do not go to school, they bunk school at times, they would join bad company and do drugs and other things which not only destroys their lives but even their surroundings, meaning their parents are stressed out, they are freaked out, they cannot no longer even live properly, and the same children will end up dumping their parents in the old age homes. Aisa ho chuka hai. This is not a fairy tale what I'm telling you, this is fact and this is the reality. Things which are currently happening in our society. So dear viewers on this Madani channel, chale hum Allah azza wa jal ki bargah mein toba kar lete hain. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability and tawfiq to make sincere toba in his bargah. And inshallah azza wa jal, we will not have these types of dreams, scorpions bit you, whether it is stinging you or biting you, whether it is, you know, weird shaitani dreams. First, depend in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, give charity in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, hum achhe amal bhi kare, you know, not leaving our salah. When it comes to namaz, we should be paband and strict on our salah, always making dua for khair, always making dua for goodness, always making dua for our parents, inshallah azawajal. You know, all these habits are the cause of having a good life, leading and living a good life. So let us listen, or let us rather, inshallah azawajal, recite this beautiful, amazing munajat in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which has been composed and written by none other than Amir Ahl Sunnah, Hazrat Allama Mawlana Abu Bilal Muhammad Ilyas Qadri At-Tarawi, damat barakatum al-aliyya. Hum bhi inshallah isko sunen aur tahe dil se hum tawbah karte hain from all types of sins and gunas inshallah. And of course, we will still take your calls in the coming silsilas and programs every Mondays, as you know, same time, same place. Lekin jaane se pehle, before we come to the end of this program, it was my earnest appeal that hum aur aap mil karke Allah azza wa jal ki bargah mein ye munajat padte hain inshallah. And thereafter, we will conclude and next week we will resume again with this program inshallah. He Amir al-Sunnat Damat Fuyuzuhum writes a beautiful munajat. Aap bhi padhein, amin bhi kahein, aur aaj ke baad se hum apne gunahon se toba karte hain. May Allah azza wa jal forgive us our major and minor sins. Kab gunahon se kinara main karunga ya rab, nek kab میرے اللہ بنوں گا یا رب, کب گناہوں کے مرض سے میں شفا پاؤں گا, کب گناہ سے میں شفا پاؤں گا, کب میں بیمار مدینے کب لوں گا یا رب، کب میں بیمار مدینے کب لوں گا یا رب، کب گناہوں سے کنارہ میں کروں گا یا رب، ہائے معمول اس گرمی بھی صحیح جاتی نہیں، ہائے معمول اس گرمی بھی صحیح جاتی نہیں، گرمی یہ حشر میں پھینکے سے سہوں گا یا رب، گرمی یہ حشر میں پھینکے سے سہوں گا یا رب، کب گناہوں سے کنارہ میں کروں گا یا رب، نیک کب ہے میرے اللہ بنوں گا یا رب، آمین بجاہ النبی الامین صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, I leave you with this humble da'wat on behalf of Da'wat Islami. Yes, میں آپ کو دعوت دے رہا ہوں کہ پلیز join the company of Da'wat Islami, join this movement of Quran and Sunnah, and this alone will make a great impact for you. Join the Madrasat Madina Balighan classes, join the Darul Madina, join our Madani Qafilas, join the Alim cause of Da'wat Islami, in which mashallah our children of today, our youth are sacrificing their time, mashallah, going away from their families and studying ilm-e-deen, in other words, becoming a madani, becoming a alim. So there are various ways for the sisters as well as for the brothers, mashallah. So likewise, you also be motivated and you support Da'wat Islami. Agar aap waqt nahi dekh sakte because you are busy, and then there are other ways, mashallah, of joining our online courses as well. So support this beautiful movement via your moral support or your support in terms of helping us with cash as well, inshallah, by giving donations to Da'wat Islami, sending forth and forward your sadaqat and khairat, inshallah. And this will alone also assist Da'wat Islami in various ways for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for the pleasure of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And now we will take your salam and leave you with the missionary statement of Da'wat Islami. And that is, I must strive to reform myself and the people of the entire world. Insha'Allah Azza wa Jal, sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
A true good dream is from Allah. A true good dream is from Allah. A true good dream is from Allah. A bad dream is from Satan. A bad dream is from Satan. A bad dream is from Satan.